Welcome to the Center for Data Science Admissions Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Baker. On this week's episode, our current PhD and MS students will discuss life at CDS.
I'm Amber Tang. I'm a first-year student at CDS. Life is pretty great, honestly. For me, it consists of, you know, going to class, going to lab, getting involved on campus, and then connecting with my classmates, and also finding other ways to get involved with the larger NYU community aside from CDS.
Yeah.
Because CDS is amazing, but outside CDS, there's also a lot of cool groups on NYU, which are awesome to get involved with.
Yeah.
Going to class is probably the biggest chunk of my time as an MS student compared to undergrad. I feel like undergrad, I spend half my time doing extracurriculars and half my time doing classes, but now I think I spend 70% of my time doing classes and problem sets and things related to class, and 30% doing other things. I'm involved with CDS Leadership Circle, which is a great thing to get involved in if you do decide to come to NYU, which you totally should, 110%. And then I'm also involved with other groups like Women in Computing and CS for Social Good. So CDS Leadership Circle is just a really fun time, you know, there are all these people who love data science on the one hand, but they're also really fun. You guys kind of come from similar similar social cultural backgrounds, in a sense. You get the same jokes, you get the same memes, you know, you can relate at that level, and everyone is really friendly. I think for all of the people I've met here, they all really want to help you succeed. And just the friends I've met here, they're really fun to go out with. We go out, hang out and stuff. And I'm currently on the hunt for kind of research opportunities here as well. There are a lot of professors who do they have cool research projects, which they're very open to students joining. You also have the opportunity to get published if that's something you're interested in.
So, awesome. Okay. Yeah.
My name is Guy Davidson. I am a first-year PhD student here at the Center for Data Science, and I started this past September. I think one of the interesting things about New York is that everyone has people in New York. There are very few people who would move to New York and not have any friends or anyone they know, which is not true for smaller university towns. I found that there's a social culture here, and we're actively working on building more events for PhD students. Both, you know, coffee within the weekdays, but also going out to grab drinks in the evening and happy hours, etc. There's also, sort of independently of the entire department, there is my lab. The lab I'm working with is both people from CDS, but also people from the psychology department. Mm-hmm. So there's also lab meetings and social events through the lab. And then I think that otherwise, I do try to spend some time seeing my non-academic friends, and that covers most of the free time I have. It's not, I rarely find myself sitting at home and being oh, I wish I had something better to do tonight.
I'm Katrina. I'm a second year PhD student. So yeah, I try to organize my day. I usually have a bunch of meetings with collaborators or other students. And I attend some of the CDS events.
Okay.
There are a lot of guest speakers who come to talk here, which is super interesting.
Yeah.
I participate in some reading groups where people read on a particular topic and they present some recent papers from different disciplines.
Cool.
I am really fond of the Leadership Circle. It's a student organization which organizes events for the CDS community that help students engage with each other, get to know each other, interact with faculty. I think it's a great way for people to feel more part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite events that we organize is the CDS Academy Awards,
yeah,
where students can get recognized for the work and the projects that they do during their studies.
Yeah.
Hi everyone, this is Shreyas. I'm a second year master's student at the Center for Data Science. Life is great, so life is challenging, life is busy. I mean, it's a struggle, but in a good way, and it's well worth it. And also, your life changes over the period of 2 years. So when you're here, there's the excitement of being in New York, and you're seeing things that you've only heard about, the World Trade Center and the Empire State, and with respect to NYU, you meet Yann LeCun, who you've just heard about in news, and you meet people like that here. So there's the excitement phase, and then the academics kicks in and you realize that you have a lot to study, but then there's friends to help you out and you put a lot of effort and master all that. And then there's the job hunting phase. So that's a different taste of life. So the first semester was really busy, and the second semester was a bit easier because you're used to stuff. And in the third semester, when the stuff gets really hard, I find that the third semester was the busiest.
My name is Asia Klaus. I'm a master's student at CDS, second year. I honestly think it's almost all pros. Like, that was something I was really worried about when applying to places and moving to a city where I didn't know anybody really. I was really worried about being lonely.
Yeah.
And while I'm still lonely sometimes, as I would expect, it's been way better. Well, I think one thing is just that CDS is pretty big, like the cohort's pretty big, so
mm-hmm.
there's going to be people you like. No
yeah.
matter what, I think. And, I mean, going through classes is really bonding, hard
yeah.
classes. And that's actually something I didn't really have in undergrad, because the people I had classes with weren't the same people I was friends with. So that's been really fun. And also the diversity of the student body in all senses, like where people are from country-wise, like where what people's undergrad was in, like race, income, everything, it's actually pretty high. Like
okay.
So I think that leads to more interesting social interactions.
Definitely. My name's Eric. I'm currently a student part-time in the Center for Data Science. From what I can see, many of the events CDS hosts are during the day, which is a little bit unfortunate for the part-time students among us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say there are not events outside, right? There are happy hours after 5 p.m. I think it was pretty important for like part-time students to be able to attend which events they can, as like when you're in classes, people mostly are just there to learn, right? They're
yeah.
not there to have fun anymore. So it is hard, but you will get out what you put in as a part-time student. Like personally speaking, I would say that I've met a lot of people mostly because like I went to the events that I could, and people are open to meeting during them. I think the leadership circle is pretty great. Essentially, what you're doing is you're organizing events for the student body, and like this really does give you a look into the internals of what might be going on. So definitely, I think the leadership circle is a much more open group of people, and definitely a lot of great resources among the people there.
My name is Irina. And I'm a CDS PhD student,
mm-hmm.
currently in my second year. I think CDS has a interesting and unique academic culture, because maybe it's because of the building, or the way the building is set up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interactive. You can interact easily with other students, master students that
mm-hmm.
are around working, faculty, postdocs, whoever. It's very easy
yeah.
to have
mm-hmm.
a chat with people. And also student-wise, you can quickly form a group, like a friendly group,
mm-hmm.
and then have lunch together. I don't know, it's good. And and from what other friends at other universities tell me, I think I like this culture a lot more than a traditional department. I have other friends who tell me, okay, I'm all day in my office, I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's a department with like each of them has their office. Okay, here we also have our offices, but the planning is very open.
Yeah, yeah, it is the glass,
yeah,
glass
the
fronts.
Glass
yeah,
front. And I think it impacts on your well-being and on your research too. Because yes, you have plenty of people to talk about
yeah.
and to be friends with, and then you can. It's very easy to collaborate, and quickly you start talking about each other's research, and they give you ideas.
My name is Swapnil Mehta. I'm an undergrad student from the University of Mumbai in India.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at CERN for a bit before joining the PhD program
okay.
at the Center for Data Science this year. I find it really nice, like really, really nice that all the events we have are
mm-hmm.
at the CDS. Like you don't have to go to places to find events. And
yeah.
even though the places that in general NYU events are relatively close by, it's Washington Square.
Yeah.
But the CDS, I just have to walk out of my office for the next social event. There's a bunch of people out there.
It's like
a bunch
literally
of
right outside.
Exactly.
Your office, yeah.
I think that's part of like why I'm attending a lot more social events
yeah.
here than I was at CERN or anywhere else. this is fun. Like, I meet people that talk politics, I meet people that talk quantum physics, I meet people that talk statistics.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's nice. So the last time we had a social event, this was an NYU event. I think we went to some burger place, and this mathematician from Berlin explained applied category theory to me, and I know I'm a nerd, but getting a mini lecture on applied category theory at a bar was really fun.
That's cool.
Thank you for listening to the Center for Data Science Admissions podcast. Today's episode was hosted by Tim Baker, mixed by Katarina Mora, and music was provided by Cryptic One. You can find his music at crypticone.bandcamp.com.